And it's time to get a bit of Monday motivation. Rick Mirabella from runners.com, that's RUNNEZ.com, is with us this morning. Morning, Rick.
Good morning, boys. How you going?
Yeah, going well, going well. Hey, it's a tiny bit different up here because the gyms have been open a bit longer, but with the gyms opening again and more people just heading back to the gym, I guess one of the important things would be to not go back in and start trying to lift the max weights you were doing before lockdown as well. Got to take it carefully, do you not?
Yes, today in Melbourne, mate, it's the first time in a proper gym in a very, very long time. And for 21 months, they've been pretty much closed majority of that time. So a lot of people getting back into it. And I guess I'm talking to the beginners. If you are looking to join a gym and you never touched a weight, weight training is incredibly important for our bodies, bone density, metabolism, general functionality. And I think a lot of people might get put off and intimidated by it, but I promise you, if you commence it, just if you do it intelligently and work on movement patterns over muscles, which just means to practice the movement lots and lots of times before you start adding too much external weight, which I am big on. So if you are seeing something on YouTube and you go, oh, I want to do that, don't go back into the gym, especially if you haven't had much weight, because let's be honest, we haven't had access to too much weight around us the last 20 months. So just practicing the movement, becoming really proficient at the movement, whether it's a simple bicep curl or something as in-depth as a squat.
You can see the weights are actually can be as small as you like, can't they, just to start off with, like half kilos and things.
Body weight, Steve. And so I have this conversation a lot with people learning or wanting to commence or recommence, as today would be for many people. So it's don't go back in there, as Robbo mentioned, and just go hell for leather, because no doubt you'll get injured. But I'm really big on the technique being there. And this is, again, for anybody at any level, at any age, just to recommence slowly. So look, there is lots of tutorials on YouTube and the internet. There's apps. We've got lots of strength videos on our app. There's personal trainers and that out there, but there is lots of stuff online. But just make sure you're taking it very slow and progressing your movement pattern. So if you are looking to bench press 50, 60 kilos, you obviously just move, start with the bar, start with being confident with the movement first, and then the rest just comes. Because there is a big neuromuscular component, which we've got to get really adapted at moving through the movement, and then we can add the weight. Because too many people put the cart before the horse, and surefire way to lose motivation, get injured, or worse.
Yeah. And, Rick, before we leave us, I think the other thing that's really important there, and you used the word intimidated earlier, that, you know, people of any age, weights can be good for them, as you've explained, done sort of correctly. But also, people shouldn't be intimidated by gyms because, you know, they're not just big muscular blokes there or women there. That, you know, there's gyms for all types of people.
There really is. And I totally understand what that perception is out there, but it's certainly not the case. Pretty much, if you go in there, people are going to want to help you. And it's about just all improving together. So, no, it's if that is a fear, just allay that fear, because it's only holding yourself back. You can really improve with this stuff.
Yeah, they're not looking at you. They're too busy looking at their muscles in the mirrors, aren't they?
Those big bodybuilder blokes are, Steve. That's exactly right, mate. They're not interested in me or you, brother. They've got too much love with themselves.
So I guess, as you said, horses for courses. So if you've got a bit of a balcony over the toy shop, don't worry about it. Still get in there, all right?
100%. But yeah, it's crucial you do. And look, weight training is really good for weight loss as well. So yeah. It does really, the more lean muscle mass we have, and this, don't think it's going to be too hard or too long, the more muscle mass we have, the better we are at burning fat at rest. So it's weight training is a good way to start in a weight loss program.
Thanks, Rick. Well, I've got another week to come up with some other inappropriate analogy, which I will work on, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Keep working on that, mate. See you, buddy.
Rick Mirabella, runners.com, RUNNEZ.com.